You asked me if I'd been with more than one man at a time, and I wasn't honest. You've been totally honest with me, and I want to be honest with you. We've agreed never to judge each other, and I'm going to hold you to that. My husband Greg basically passed me around to his friends. It wasn't my idea, but I'm not complaining, and I'm not a victim. He never forced me to do anything I didn't want to do. I don't really know what his thinking was. He never really explained it to me. It started in the third year of our marriage. The first time it happened, I was in the kitchen and Greg came in with a friend to get some beer from the fridge. He said, "Kim, show Jackson your tits." I had no idea he was serious. I had no idea who his friend was. Greg came up behind me and started to twist my nipples through my blouse and bra. He knows that has an effect on me. He put me over a kitchen stool, lifted my skirt, dropped my panties, and started to fingerfuck me till I was wet, I guess. Greg put his cock in me and thrust for less than half a minute, and then he simply invited his friend Jackson to fuck me. Even though I was confused by what was happening, I undid my skirt all the way and took my panties off before leaning back over the stool. Jackson needed no encouragement. It was just bizarre. Jackson wasn't attractive to me. If I'd have noticed him at all in the room, I wouldn't have given him a second look, but here I was bending over a stool waiting for him to fuck me. He put his cock in me and thrust for a while with his pudgy little dick. I sense he got winded because he took my hand and led me into the living room and lay down on the sofa, urging me to ride him. I straddled him and fucked him. I came, and he came, and that was pretty much it. After that night, Greg would have one or two friends over for beers. They'd offer me beer thinking I would have to be drunk, but I didn't need alcohol. Greg would push the living room coffee table out of the way, lay me on the floor, and they'd strip me and take turns fucking me. I don't know if it was an I like to watch thing for Greg, because sometimes he'd participate and sometimes he wouldn't. The one time I asked him why he let his friends all fuck me, he told me he was proud of me. I guess I wanted my husband to be proud of me, as sad as that sounds. Where it was difficult for me was that Greg and I hadn't talked about it, so I didn't know what was okay or what was not okay. His friends would come to the house when they knew Greg was at work, or hunting, or away on a job, and they'd all have sex with me. They all used me. One night, I was out with my girlfriends and my sister at a tavern on the Tacoma waterfront called The Shipwreck. Kevin, one of Greg's friends, was there. We danced, and then he took me out to the parking lot and fucked me in the back of his Jeep Grand Cherokee with the back seat laid down for about 2 hours. He was parked right near the entrance, and I was afraid my sister would come out and see me, but between the rain on the outside of the windows and the steam on the inside, it was like we were in our own little world. I felt like I had a gallon of his cum in me, or on me, and, you know, I was fine with that. The boundaries had been erased in our marriage. I didn't erase them, but I let them be erased. Now I'm going to tell you something that nobody knows, not Greg, not my family. Greg's friend Nathan came to South Center Mall, where I worked, and said to plan to meet him after work at the Doubletree Hotel on South Center Parkway. Nathan fucked me all night. I told him I needed to go home, and he told me to call Greg with a lie. So I called Greg and told him my aunt was sick, and I was going to stay with her. When I was on the phone to Greg, Nathan started fucking me from behind so I could barely speak. He thought it was funny. I can't tell you why I let him, I don't know. I think he wanted to humiliate Greg, to have that over him. Maybe I did too. That was a Tuesday. The following Friday, Greg left for a big cabling project in Georgia. Nathan invited me to his friend's house in North Bend. His friends were going to be gone. You know, looking back, we had nothing to talk about, no common interests. In fact, the only thing we had in common was that my husband was his friend. So yes, I knew what it was about. He fucked me basically all day for 2 days straight and made videos of him doing it. One night he took me for pasta. I told him he was trying to carbo-load me so he could fuck me some more. The second night, by the time we left the bed, all the restaurants were closed and we ate at a truck stop. Classy, right? So here's the thing. Nathan is my daughter's father. She looks nothing like Greg and everything like Nathan. I did the math, and I'm positive. You're wondering if I felt shame? No, I didn't. I'll tell you about one time, though. Greg brought a friend named Randy home and told me, Randy wants to fuck your ass. So that's what happened. When he came in my ass, Greg came over and they high-fived. Then Randy gave him a gym bag, and I found out later it was full of weed. Everyone was laughing, so I did too, but I was hurt emotionally that night. I won't lie, I enjoyed the fucking, I like anal sex, but I didn't appreciate knowing Greg had traded his wife's ass for drugs. There's more I need to tell you, or maybe there's more you should know, but this is enough for now, okay?